Hey there.
Yes, hi.
How you doing?
I'm doing good, thank you.
What's that you have, if any?
So I see over here that the patient got the waiver. I was got the waiver.
Good. I got notice in the mail too.
So he is it looks like he's approved. It says clearly that he has the waiver, the Pennsylvania Promise system. So from
Perfect.
now
So do we
on,
have a number of hours yet, though, or are we still waiting for that?
so this is something that we'll have to ask Tanzania. She will know
Okay.
that, because since you had already assessment, she might it might be like a smooth process. You just have to
Yep.
request the authorization, and you
Do you think
know
they're
the background.
working since it's President's Day?
I have no idea. I have no idea. I know the broker is closed. I don't know about others.
Yeah, I think they're probably all closed today, which I wasn't bothering.
Right. So look, if you can just call up Tanzania, tell her that the patient is approved, and we want to know if they already approved for hours. And about you as the caregiver or someone else, so should we start working with you to be the caregiver, or do you want to change?
I think for the very moment given, you're just going to have to look for a caregiver that can come until I can find somebody to change to this power of attorney. Once I know for a fact that he has enough hours to come home, I can do one of a couple things because ultimately I could just take myself off it and leave it as his sister as long as I can first speak with her on some type of level and ensure that she understands she made a very grave mistake in involving her this way, herself the way she did. And this is where things ended up for him. Because like I said, the videos that I have of his condition and like his overgrown nails and things, like, I mean, it's just really sad that he was there as a long-term patient for several months and, his needs were not being met. And I think that she does not have a firm grasp that that's what happens to, you know what I mean, people in state-funded institutions without it. And that, we have this all set, this is all taken care of. She just needs to be the voice she's supposed to be and do what I ask her to do, or I'm going to get somebody else to do it. If it's that easy, then it's that easy because, frankly, there is already another power of attorney, you know what I mean, like notarized in hand. I can just provide you that one instead or something. I don't know. Like, I don't know how to change it. Bob can send you a thing in writing. He can send it. Yeah, I mean, I don't know. I don't even know how we even do it because, frankly, the power of attorney thing is essentially an internal document. You know what I mean? Like,
I
this isn't
understand.
registered with anybody anywhere or anything like that. This is just his own choice document that he gave to this nursing home. So if he just gives you the one that says somebody else, you know what I mean? I don't think, because getting back to the Republican stuff is an issue. I mean, this was a real challenge to get this done the first time, which is why I'm so disappointed that nobody would have told me from the nursing home end that this could complicate the caregiver status, because I had no expectation of that whatsoever. That's the one surprise that got me. I didn't see that one coming.
I understand. So
So,
you see, for now, you want us to find someone to take care and
I
then
have no other
you.
choice. Yeah, because
Right.
unless, I mean, I don't know. Again, this is just a person-to-person call, right? Like, unless I can just give you a document that says his sister's the power of attorney acting
Let me
or
ask.
something between you and us for the purposes of his arrangement with you. You know what I mean? Maybe that's sufficient. I'm not sure. And if not, I'm going to talk to my parents about it. You know what I mean? But again, this is all, getting the power of attorney, this is a responsibility. This is a lot of paperwork, et cetera. So there's really no point overstressing it until we know he is going to make it home with enough hours for me to sign on. You know what I'm saying?
Right, I
Otherwise,
understand.
it's in his far benefit for me to remain his power of attorney and be his advocate if he's
Right.
going through in the
Okay,
situation
so
because clearly
what I will
he
do,
needed me. So I'm sure.
I understand what you're saying. You 100% right. I understand you.
Yep. And
what
you
I would
have
do,
some caregivers in the Ambler area, correct?
We can definitely find someone for the main time.
And I can also look in among my friends. I may be able to find a CNA or a home health giver or a mature woman who has the skill to do this. You know what I mean? Who could sign on. I will reach out. As soon as I know there's an actual need, I would reach out to my friend group as well. And I may be able to... like even this young guy I have here now, Kier, he's great. He's 21, nice young man. He might be interested in the job. So I think we'll have some people who could potentially sign on for him, even if I can't. You know, we'll figure it out.
Okay. So there's two things. I'll try to let me just ask you a few questions since we will look. So I'll ask the intake team to look for a caregiver. So just let me ask a few questions that we usually ask before. One second. Where is it? Okay, so I'll ask you just a few questions. Does the patient have any pets? Probably not.
Well, there are pets that reside in the stairs portion of the house upstairs. We will have a separate also, but they may or may not choose to bring them upstairs or something, and there's some cats and small dogs.
So how many pets should I write for that?
Two dogs.
Okay.
At some point, I think.
Two dogs and one cat, you said?
Three cats.
Three cats, okay.
Yeah. The cleaning stuff in that closet. Open it behind the door.
You can lock it up. Mm-hmm. Okay.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, exactly. And so on he's on the basement level, which is separate, and the animals do not go downstairs.
Mm-hmm.
There's a bill code that we have access to for in and out to his level privately.
Mm-hmm. Makes sense. Okay, I'll write it down. What else is there?
But just so they know, if it's allergies, you know what I mean, or something like that, just so you know there are animals within the home. You wouldn't have to interact with them.
Okay.
Although Bob has made reference to wanting one of the cats down there. So.
Mm-hmm. And does anyone smoke over there? No. Probably.
No. On the upstairs floor, not on his floor. His floor is smoke-free. He is awesome.
Okay. And what else? So what kind of help would the patient need? Like,
Full care. So cleaning himself, grooming, changing, bathrooming, and of his space, of using urinals and diapers and such, and, some laundry, dishes, food prep, food. If not, I think he's eligible for Meals on Wheels, possibly, even though he got denied. I think we could probably get him approved. But right now, he's all complete. No help.
Okay, do we have to get him, like, moving from place to place?
In general, he's supposed to be ambulatory. He's recovered from his hip thing. He chooses to stay bedbound a lot. But he have a walker and a wheelchair. He has a little pool and different, it's kind of like set up like quad basement. He has a bathroom and wash area that is across the way. He'd have to ambulate over there or be transferred in a wheelchair. And his main living space has his and a couch for the aide to hang out. And he has a dining room table. Wanted to move into his dining area type of thing. But he could also, I'm really not sure what we're looking at. As it stands at the nursing home, he's just being to the restroom for his bowel movement, staying in bed otherwise.
Mm-hmm.
He goes to the toilet for his bowel movement. Other than that, he lays in that bed and will not get up.
Okay, so I wrote down everything you told me over here, and I'll ask the intake team, I'll send it to intake. They should try to find, in the meantime, someone. So, but once you make up, you know, your mind to change to the power of attorney, I guess once you know exactly the hours.
I mean, if he makes it home, I will get it switched. It's just a matter of, I'm going to, like you said, I'll follow up with a call to Tanzania after I hang up with you. And if I don't catch her, just asking her to follow up with me, as it's been a week since we've seen each other, and she said, you know, this was about the time we could count on.
Okay, great. So sounds like a plan. I'll have the intake team looking for someone, and you, I guess you'll speak with Tanzania. And once you have an update about the hours, we'll have a better picture.
Exactly.
Okay.
Yep, and I'll get back to you then either by email or call. Okay?
Thank you very much. Appreciate it.
Oh, no, thank you. I hope you've been on this. I think that you were a help, so thank you.
You're welcome. Bye-bye.
All righty. Talk to you. Bye-bye.